Hello and welcome to the Real Horror Show podcast. I am your host, Samantha, joined by the Stormy Skies, as
Hello,
always.
listeners.
We took last week off. I assume Stormy was busy with PhD work.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's all good. It's all good. We're back. We're back on it.
Yep.
It's nice to have a little week off. This week was, it wasn't like nothing pissed me off like specifically. It was just one of those slow and annoying weeks that you can't really pinpoint what's bothering you, but it's just like
I felt the same way. I don't know if I felt that way this week or like last, maybe it was last week that I was like having a rough one, so maybe we flip-flopped.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, it was not, it was just overall meh.
Yeah, so it was nice not to have to worry about doing social media, doing the podcast, just come home and rot on the couch Wednesday night instead.
Yes, just chilling, absolutely. But this week we're back on track. We watched the episode, and we're ready to roll.
So full disclosure, I'm not moving away from Google Docs, but I'm moving away from Google Docs as like my also note-taking app. Have you heard of Notion?
Oh girl, I've been using Notion for years. I love Notion.
I'm finally getting on the Notion train.
Yes, you'll love it. Oh, you'll love it. It's so
I tried
cool.
last year and Notion is very overwhelming. Like, I love it.
It is.
However, it is incredibly overwhelming. But what helped me was I was watching one of my favorite booktubers doing like a rant review. And she showed like the template she used and how she had it set up. And I was like, holy shit, I could just like make my Notion an aesthetic paradise. I can just digitize my bullet journals because my plan is to use them in tandem. So what's in my bullet journal is on Notion, but Notion, I can be a little more detailed without wasting pages in my bullet journal, so I can have no pages set up on top of everything.
Yeah,
it's
so
great.
Nice. And it's great because that's how I did it too. I just like found YouTube videos and I watched different people and I like chose the ones I liked the most. And sometimes on their channels, they have like the downloadable thing. So you're going to love Notion. It's so cool. I started using it when I was teaching. But it carried over to my new job. So it's great for literally anything you want to do. And you can have different channels on the left-hand side for like your bullet journal. You can even, I have one for the podcast, but I don't really use it. And then like for writing or other stuff, it's so great. So I'm so glad you use Notion. Yes,
that's
girl.
That's what I was super excited about is using it to kind of plan out our recording schedule. Not that we have like a super strict schedule. We're just hobbyist podcasters. We're not like some of our friends in this indie podcast industry that get like 100 screener requests a week and on top of what they actually want to watch and talk about on the podcast.
I couldn't imagine getting even like one request.
We have gotten them in the past.
Yeah.
Back when we were more active on the website, which I need to get back on. That's part of my goal with Notion is I can use Notion since there's an app on the phone that just syncs up with the app on the computer, be obnoxious and take notes in the movie theaters to write real-time reviews.
Sweet.
That'll happen when I'm less annoyed with life.
With life, yeah. Once life gets a little straightened out.
Yeah, but we've never gotten like top-tier screeners that people want. They've been for like indie movies. I can't remember the name of the one I actually did, but we got one for a short film. We got one for a feature length indie. So that was a few years ago, way before David and I ever moved in together.
Okay.
We did kind of get one a couple weeks ago, but I rejected it because here's why I rejected it.
Yeah.
The email started with, "Hi, Real."
Oh my God. Wait, I want to go on the email. Fuck, I'm not logged in. Okay, continue.
It's fine. The email's just a lot of our like shit that we're signed up for so I can make all the cool stuff I do for social media. But like, that's a quick way that for me to reject your screener is if you don't even take the 5 seconds to, you don't even need to go on our website to get our names. They're in every bio on every social media platform. Sam and Stormy. Sam and Stormy. Sam and Stormy.
For real. The podcast should be called just like Sam and Stormy.
Because to me, when it says high real, it's either a bot that's not paying, that's just pulling what it thinks is a name, or they didn't. I don't know. It's weird when it happens because these emails come to you in like a mass email situation. So they're clearly like doing first and last name. And so they're putting first and last name real horror show. And it's just,
Yeah.
it's
Are you
lazy.
stupid? Yeah.
Because that's like, that's not even research. That is just
Just being stupid.
baseline. You looked at our profile. So if you can't even do that, then I know you haven't like listened to the podcast, read our old written reviews on the website. So how do you know that the movie is even going to be a good fit for us?
Exactly.
It's like,
What was the movie? Can you like message it to me or like
I can't remember. I'll see if I can find the email after we get off.
okay.
But it was another like indie film.
Oh, got it. It's like, oh, come on, guys.
So
That's
just
hilarious.
if you're running the email campaigns and trying to get podcasts to review your stuff, do base level research because it's also just good habit to have. So you're not pitching it to someone who's not going to be a good fit for your movie, and the movie's not going to be a good fit for the podcast.
Yeah,
Because we're
definitely.
pretty honest. I've been in written reviews, I've been very mean in the past.
But we have to like be real about it though, because people want to know like if someone else doesn't like something, they're looking for you to say that so they can be like, "Oh, I'm glad I'm not the only one that didn't like this, this, and this." You know what I mean? Or like vice versa. So it's super important to just like not like everything 100%.
Ooh, and I saw Abigail on Thursday, the new vampire little girl movie. It was fucking awesome. It was so good. It was like a really good balance of, it's a horror comedy, but like it's a very good balance. Like the humor doesn't necessarily come from the violence. It comes from just how well written these characters are, and the characters themselves are funny. And I'm probably going to use it as an example of how to just write likable characters for people to connect with in horror movies, because I hate the whole 90s shtick of expo dumping. Oh, my mom died when I was young, and I'm going to propose to my boyfriend in 2 weeks. Oh, no, I'm dead. Because the gimmick with these characters is they're criminals for hire. And so part of that is they can't like expose anything of their real identities or backstories. So they can't be like tracked in the real world once the job is done. And so we know virtually nothing about these characters other than a couple like context clues. Like Melissa Barrera, you see her phone background for a second and you know that she has a son. Like quick and easy. So the likability just comes from how they're interacting with each other and interacting with their world. And it's so easy to write likable characters without having to expo dump or force sentimentality.
That's what we like to say. We like to call that show don't tell in writing. I see that Angus Cloud is in this movie, but I
He
know that he's
is
dead now, so how?
he is the movie is
Rest in
dedicated to
peace.
him. He's I'm so sad
I
Angus
know,
is dead
I can't believe
because
it. I'm
would
sorry.
I call him a top tier actor? Probably not, but like what he did, his presence on screen was always so authentically him, because I'm pretty sure the backstory is Sam Levinson just found him
Found him on the
one.
street, and they're like, "You got that look." And he's like, "Haha, is this a joke?" And they're like, "No, you're going to be in the most successful HBO series ever. You
And he's
down?" And he's
just
like, "This is too much."
like, because he's not a trained actor, so like
He did
he's
so
never
well.
he'll he would have probably never been an Oscar winner, but because he's just being Angus in every role, it's so authentic. Like you could argue it's bad, but I'm like, no, that's just like how these stoner guys talk, and so it's so real.
Yeah, but I thought that even in like Euphoria, he could do it. You know what I mean? Like he was in really crazy intense situations and it
No,
was so believable.
He was so good,
I
and
thought he was great too. Yeah,
he was
he also
funny in
was.
this, and it's just sad that he's gone.
It's really sad because that was really, I remember, yeah, that was like not too long ago.
It was shocking because
Right? It was shocking.
his dad passed away, and he took it very hard
Oh,
and
I see.
killed himself.
Yeah. That's so crazy because he was like way super young too. They're all in like their 20s or some crazy shit.
So,
Well,
but
I also see that, yeah.
he was great in this, and
Nice. Yeah.
I'm glad that we have something other than Euphoria to
Yeah, to see him in.
remember.
I see that Giancarlo Esposito is in it, I just adore him. Is he a vampire?
I don't want to spoil
His name
anything.
is Lambert, so I'm gonna say yes because I'm looking at the cast.
Oh, and the little girl who plays Abigail, she was phenomenal.
Oh,
Like,
excellent. Is she in other stuff?
I don't know, but I was fully convinced that it was just a 30-year-old woman. They shrunk down to be a 12-year-old because she had me
Wow.
convinced that she has lived for hundreds of years.
Dude, amazing.
Like a little Kirsten Dunst, really. Like
Oh,
how
cool.
Kirsten Dunst was able to fully become,
Yeah. Wow.
what's her face? The little girl vampire.
Yeah. I forget, but yeah, that I always
Because
forget.
that type of character is super hard to play, I bet, for kids, because
Yeah.
it's a child, but the child has lived for hundreds of years. So
Yes.
really, it's an adult
Yes. Yeah, it
stuck in this
is.
form.
But an old adult, ancient, you know? So it's, yeah. So, yeah, I always forget that Kirsten Dunst was like little when she was in Interview with the Vampire,
Yeah,
but
she was so
she is a
little.
class act, dude. That's such a good movie. All right.
It is.
Well, cool. I'll have to check this out. I love Giancarlo
Yeah.
Esposito. Check this out. We'll see if I leave my home. But I'm glad you saw it, Sam. Thank
Yeah.
you. I
It was good. I liked it a lot.
didn't see it on your, did you post on your Instagram? You usually post now watching, and that's how I
I
keep
meant
track of
to. I
what
must
you
have forgot. I was
ah, damn you.
distracted because there was a light flickering in my theater, so I was distracted.
That's funny. Did they fix that?
I don't know. I hope so. It's in the RPX theater,
That's unnerving.
which I don't know if it's just my Regal. I
Yeah.
haven't looked on r/Regal Unlimited, but I think RPX is now covered with Regal Unlimited.
Okay, sweet.
The premium Regal experience.
Yeah. And the girl from Scream is in it.
Which is
Okay.
why I opted to see it instead of another movie I was thinking of seeing on Thursday, as I want to support Melissa Barrera, who should not have been fired for tweeting genocide is bad, because that should not be a hot take. That should be the coldest
That
take.
should be the take. I totally forgot that she like legit got fired. The fuck? Oh my God, Sam.
No, and I'm so torn because I don't know. I don't know. I
know.
don't want a Scream 7 with a different plot. I want them to finish the fucking trilogy. I want them to beg for forgiveness from Melissa Barrera and
Yeah.
Jenna Ortega by extension.
Yeah, and then like offer
And
them a lot more money and then just do it. For the love of the horror.
like don't try and swindle me by bringing back Neve Campbell when I know just one movie
Yeah,
ago you weren't paying her what she was worth.
it's
Like,
really become quite a mess, and like I'm almost like, guys, just like don't even do it, like
I
for
know,
real,
because I
because you
want
fucked it
them.
up. They did,
Like, they
they
had
messed
a
it
solid trilogy
up.
that I was
Yeah.
excited for the ending of,
Yeah.
because in my heart, I know they were building up the cult of Ghostface and then the reveal that Stu Mocker was alive, because that was what the Scream franchise had originally planned with Scream 3. And I felt like in my heart, that's what they were finally going to do with Scream 7. And I don't want it now because it's gonna feel icky. I'm not gonna lie, I'm probably still gonna see it
You
because I'm
have to.
trash and I
Yeah, you
love
have to see it for the
Scream.
both of us.
Yeah, I'm trash and I love Scream,
Yes.
but I'm so mad about it.
Yeah, I'd be mad too. I like honestly, if it does come out, like since it is Scream, well, the last time Scream came out, I really like sat around for a
I
year
know.
and was like, oh, I gotta see you Thursday and we can't talk about it. But like maybe I'll like actually make an effort.
Like,
to the
And
theater.
like, don't get me wrong, Scream 4 isn't part of either trilogy, and I love that one. But Scream 7, you can't not finish the trilogy, and you can't finish the trilogy when you're missing the protagonist of the trilogy.
I know, right? Come on now.
Sydney's not the protagonist of this new trilogy. She's
No,
like,
she's like
she's like
just there.
the Heather Langenkamp of Nightmare on Elm Street 3, where she's not the final girl anymore. She's there to help the final
To
girl.
help them. Yeah, absolutely. And if like they did
And Sydney
Stu,
just deserves to be happy.
yes, she does. And like also if Stu is alive and they like did reveal, I would like lose my bananas and like maybe like hopefully they like stick with that if that is like the
I think
main
that would be the only
theory.
way to like get people hyped about
If they
Scream
don't,
7 at this
I
point.
know, if they don't do that, I'm like, what the fuck is
Because
it?
like I know
Like
they're
a
trying
nuke?
to make people hype by bringing back Neve Campbell,
Yeah, and I'm hype a little bit, but like
but like I just remember 5 years ago where they lowballed her and
she was like, guys, fuck off.
yeah. So I don't know. Spyglass as a
Well,
company sucks.
Spyglass, yeah.
Genocide is bad. That's not even a take. That's just a fact.
That's very stupid of them and not very cash money of them to like fire. Oh, fuck. Are they stupid? But what was the movie that you were gonna see? I'm like Googling stuff.
It's called Sasquatch Sunset, and it's one of those weird movies that my theater never gets. And
Sunset. I see.
it's just a day in the life of Sasquatches. So there's no dialogue. It's just Sasquatches being Sasquatches.
Wow.
And I do want to see it. But my Thursday night movie after just a slow, annoying week, I needed something adrenaline pumping.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. It's like, yeah. You got to be in the right mood for a silly movie
Oh, a
like
weird
this.
movie.
Dude, this is an hour and a half. What the fuck even do they do? I guess like a bunch of
Sasquatch
stuff.
stuff.
Sasquatch stuff like move around the
Yeah.
hills.
Yeah. Whatever Sasquatches do.
Didn't know there were so many in a group like that. It looks like it's a family of
Yeah.
four.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's
That's
got
nice.
Jesse Eisenberg,
I
Riley
see that.
Kilo, and a couple other stars. So.
Yeah, Jesse Eisenberg. I think he's cute
Yeah.
sometimes. Kieran Culkin, really?
Yeah.
Damn, okay.
So it's got a good cast, so it's probably going to be funny.
That is funny. Here's this guy looks funny.
Anyway, we should probably get to
My God, yeah. Well,
before we turn this into a full episode just discussing horror news.
wait, did you? Okay, so maybe we can talk about this off mic. Or maybe we can talk about it next week, but I wanted to talk to you about the Fallout show that's sweeping the nation.
We have not watched it yet.
God, Sam.
We're officially finishing Letterkenny soon.
Oh,
We
okay.
restarted Letterkenny so we
That's
could watch the
funny.
final season. And so
Okay,
we'll get to the Fallout show probably after that.
okay. So full disclosure, Sam, I never played the games.
I haven't either, but
But
David's a
like
fan
Luke
of the games.
has, so that's good. So we're in the same boat. We're like, you can just ask him what's up. But like, dude, you're gonna fucking love it because it's made
Yeah.
for people that like haven't really played the game. All right. Anyway, okay, cool. So just get that out of the way. Yeah, the Fall of the House of Usher. That's great too.
Yeah. So episode 6 of Fall of the House of Usher, tension in the Usher homes are at their highest after the death of Vic. Tammy is preparing for the gold bug launch or whatever it is. She's losing her mind as she's convinced that her husband is having an affair with the prostitute Verna.
Oh God, that's funny.
She wants gold bug to be the thing that makes the world see the Ushers in a different kind of light, and that the family business is more than just Roderick and Madeline. So basically what Goldbug is Goop. So it's more of a lifestyle brand, a bunch of like healthy organic shit versus the sterile medical shit that the Ushers built their fortune on.
Dude, I this whole time I thought Goldbug was like a Peloton. I thought it was exercise bike.
I feel like that's her husband's brand, and that's why she brought him on. Like
I got confused.
we know from the previous episode that she personally selected her husband, not because she loved him or was interested in him, but because she thought he fit the brand better.
Yeah, damn.
And so Lenore is worried about what's happening with the family. She's especially worried about her father, who's been acting weird, or grandfather. Lenore is the granddaughter.
Her father's also acting weird, but yes, the grandfather's acting extra weird because of his
So she's worried
dementia.
about both of them. She's picking up that her dad's not actually called a nurse to come take care of her mother, and he's punishing her.
He's like
And
doing
she,
coke on the bedside
yeah.
table and shit.
So she goes to Roderick to say, "Hey, dad is fucking losing his mind." And then she quickly realizes grandpa is also losing his fucking mind.
She's like, well, there goes
Yeah,
that.
Lenore's the only normal one in this family, and I hope she gets out unscathed.
Me too, because she's
She
excellent.
needs it after going through all of this with her mother and father.
Oh, her poor
Because
mother.
she's just, we don't get a lot of Lenore in these episodes, but she does seem very grounded for the type of life she's been brought up in. Like a
Definitely.
grandfather who has six children, three of them, four of them bastard children, everybody competing for his money and love. And like, that's just not a great environment to raise a child, but somehow she's turned out sweet and very grounded, and that's probably due to her mother. We didn't know a whole lot about her mother before acid rained down on her, but maybe that came from her mother not coming from money or something.
Definitely.
Juno, Roderick's second wife, is so tragic. She tries to confide in Tammy how lonely she is after joining the family, even though she thought joining the family meant that she would never be alone.
Because there's so many people, she was
Yeah.
saying.
And before that scene with Tammy, we saw her sitting alone in front of a bunch of pills she was about to take, and just this giant house that's empty all the time. And that's one thing I will never understand about like being rich is you see these awful mansions that are like 3 acres big. And I'm like, I don't think that's healthy for anybody because even when you're home, you're just in this, you're alone, right? Like, homes are supposed to be cozy and you don't feel alone. Like, you have separate rooms for when you need to be alone. But when you have a house with 18 bedrooms, 17 bathrooms, and five entertainment centers, how do you actually like come together and be a family in that kind of environment?
It's very isolating how much, but it's like so much space you're taking up. Oh, yeah. It's a great point.
So we get a little more information on Arthur Pym. He's a world traveler who's done like all this shit in his lifetime, and that's why Roderick was confident that he would be able to figure out who Verna is and where what she wants. And so Pym was researching that, and he discovered that the bar that they were in that fateful New Year's Eve may have never existed, but he has found images of Verna throughout the centuries.
That was wild how not the pictures of her, but like how the bar didn't even exist. I'm like,
Yeah.
the
Which
crazy.
I've heard ghost stories like this. I don't know if at the wedding, Kelsey
Oh,
tried
she
to.
sure did. We got to get her on here to tell that story. She wants to come on. That was
Yeah, I
crazy.
need to talk to her. She's always busy traveling and discovering ghost
ghost stores
Yeah.
on the motorcycle.
That's good. I couldn't remember if she told you that story because she tells
She did.
everybody that
Oh, does
story.
she? I was like in rapture. I was like, wow. I was like, this kid, is this real?
Yeah.
She made me believe it. So,
Yeah. Yeah,
who am I to say it's not real?
I remember when that happened. She was like, "I swear this store existed, but it wasn't there." Anyway, we'll have my high school best friend Kelsey come on and share her ghost store
Yes,
adventure,
that'd be
and
wonderful.
maybe watch Dead End. I think that's the movie she wants to talk about.
What is a dead end?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I've not seen that movie either. Dead
Oh,
End.
it's good.
2003.
It's pretty good. It's pretty
Okay.
solid.
Sweet. Yeah, I love that guy. All right. Anyway,
And I'm
continue.
not, did you catch this little silly little Mike Flanagan Easter egg where
What's that?
Lenore is going through Netflix trying to find a movie to watch with her mom.
And drugs games on.
Yeah, I was
Yeah.
like, Mike, you sneaky little boy.
Did he do that movie too?
Yeah, that was his first that's
Oh.
that I yeah, yeah that I, it was Mike Flanagan. That was his
I'm
first
sorry,
that was the
Mike.
movie that launched the Stephen King Renaissance,
Oh,
which,
right on.
promptly ended, in my opinion, with Pet Sematary, and I will not be gaslit into thinking Pet Sematary was good. It was not good.
I still have never seen the remake because you told me how bad it was, and I was like, all
It
right,
just,
well.
like, it had, when it came out, it had a 90, and so I was really hyped about it, and then it was over, and I was like, oh,
Oh, a
that's it?
90?
Like,
You mean a 9? You mean 09?
yeah. Like, it was one of those movies where they spend a lot of time building up to the moment that happens. And then when we got to the point after that movie, it was just like 15 minutes of living dead girl being evil. I'm like, we needed at least 20 more minutes of her
Yeah.
being evil dead, because
Right. Yeah.
the big change with the remake of Pet Sematary was, instead of the 2-year-old boy getting hit by the tractor trailer, it was the daughter. So that was a twist that I'm not
Oh.
complaining about. And I get, like, from a logistics standpoint, working with a 2-year-old and all the new, like, Coogan Law stuff that's happened
Yeah.
in Hollywood since the 1980s, I was fine with that because it's easier to work with a 12-year-old girl than a 2-year-old boy, probably.
Yes, definitely.
But since we have that older girl, I think we could have added 20 minutes to the movie to do more with her than we did with the boy.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So anyway, it was fine. It was a horror movie, but
Yeah, I also agree that like I hate when I'm watching a movie and like you said, the entire movie is a build-up and then the big scene is like 15 minutes. And like that's all you get, and you're just like, shit,
So it was
more.
disappointing,
Yeah.
right? Because, like,
Yeah.
Pet Sematary is, like, considered the scariest Stephen King novel. He didn't publish it for a few years after writing it because it scared him so much.
Scared himself.
Yeah. So
Yeah.
to get to, like, girl gets hit by a bus, she gets buried in Pet Sematary, comes back to life, and have that feel like it's only 15 or 20 minutes is such a
Yeah.
letdown, because that's the horror part of the novel.
Right. You got to go all in on that part, not like exposition, like you were saying, like,
Yeah, especially
geez.
when you're changing it from being the little evil toddler to a girl that has a not fully developed brain, but fully developed for a 10-year-old, and is
Yeah.
able to talk and be
Right.
evil.
Yes.
Be you should that There just needed to be more done with that, and not kind of just do what was done with the 2-year-old boy, because a 2-year-old boy is limited in his brain functions, but a 10-year-old girl can think more. She can form sentences. She can plot out her evilness.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'll have to read this. That's a short story or a novel, is
It's
Pet
a
Sematary?
novel.
Novel.
It's a
Okay, I'll
novel.
have to. What if I have it back there? I must. I probably do. Okay. Yeah,
All
sweet.
right.
Yeah.
So Roderick chooses not to attend his daughter's press conference for Goldbug, hiding away in the basement of Fortunato, staring at a brick wall. Ooh,
Ooh.
I wonder what could be behind a brick wall in a Poe adaptation.
Definitely a body. Or nothing.
The press conference doesn't start well. Tamara hallucinates that Verna is taking over the microphone and doing the press conference, but she manages to pull it together. Oh no, Verna tampered with the PowerPoint and replaced Tammy with her, including clips from their little trysts.
Yeah, how about
Their
that they're
little,
recorded?
yeah, their little pornographic tryst. The, yeah.
Yeah.
So we
Yeah.
actually got to see some of the bedroom parts of whatever her kink is.
Because
And while
usually
we
it's
know,
like at the dinner table is what we see. I don't know,
So
made
we
it
see
that
the bedroom
far.
portion
Yeah.
and just her coaching them of what she wants to accomplish with this session. And we
Yeah.
still don't really fully grasp why she's like this, but I
Yeah.
kind of get it a little more. She's very into, like, perfectionism and this image of perfection, but also I feel like she feels neglected by Roderick and the ushers. And so she's seeking like a way to validate herself through watching lookalikes perform her duties.
Very interesting point.
So it's an
Absolutely.
interesting concept. When I inevitably rewatch this show, I'll have to piece
Yeah,
it together.
she's like a unique character.
So Tammy loses it when the sex tape starts, and she breaks the screen and throws the mic stand at Juno's face.
Wait, is Juno okay though? I'm really not sure.
I hope she is. Poor Juno.
Know, she really came there to support her. How sweet.
Yeah, like her dad's not there,
I know, what
but Juno's
the
there.
fuck?
Madeline sees Verna in the crowd and tries to confront her, but Verna disappears.
Turns into like a cloud.
And then when Tamara comes home, Verna is there apologizing to Bill on the phone. And then she tells Tammy, hey, there's still time to apologize to him. But like all the ushers, they don't take the very obvious get out of jail free card that Verna's giving them. Like, hey, don't go into the room with the chimpanzees, or maybe adopt this cat instead of this cat.
Absolutely.
Be
Like,
honest with your husband and
cancel the party before everybody dies.
yeah.
Just a
It
little
couldn't be
tip.
more obvious that she's giving them get out of jail free cards that if she gave them a neon sign that said, hey, stop.
Stop.
Like they're all just little tests that she's giving them to see if like, the whole Usher clan is awful, if there's one shred of good in them. And so that's why I'm hoping Lenore makes it out unscathed, is I think she is good. I think she has a good head on her shoulders, and she's not like the children. Tammy loses it. She breaks all the mirrors in the house, thinking that it's Verna. And finally, the last one she breaks is the mirror above the bed. And I thought this was a very beautiful shot as she was falling and the glass was falling onto her.
Yeah, it was super cool. What a great shot that was, because it was, I wasn't expecting a slow-mo, but that was nice.
Yeah, that's one thing I've really liked about this series is Mike Flanagan having fun with cinematography in presenting like the deaths and the mental state that these characters are in. It's very sleek and modern, something he hasn't really gotten to do with his other works like Midnight Mass, and which are more dark academic in tone,
Oh,
I want to
yeah,
say. I think
for sure.
that's a good way to describe them. So
I would agree, yeah.
it's dark academic, I would say, is kind of like this twist on cozy, because light academic has a very cozy feel to it. So dark academic is also cozy because it's all about, those warm woods and sweaters and just in a darker tone than just light academic. Anyway, those are aesthetic talk.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, I would agree that was a really cool moment. What do you think about having that many mirrors in your bedroom? Is that kind of excessive, like the mirror
It's
headboard?
very excessive. I'm not a big mirror person to begin with. I don't like sitting on the
Surrounded
couch.
by
I don't want to be surrounded by me.
on the ceiling and on all the walls and the
Like one thing to know about me is I prefer not to sit in the back seat behind the driver because I can see myself in the rear view mirror, and I don't like that. I don't like making accidental eye contact with myself.
It's awkward when they like, and then if someone's driving, you know how they turn tilt the mirror so they can like see you. So you can look at each other, you're like, what the fuck are you doing?
So I prefer sitting on the passenger
Stop that.
side.
Yeah, good call.
And then you
I
just
would too.
like minding your own business, and you turn and there's a mirror there, and
Man.
I like consensual mirrors where I'm making the choice to look at myself. I don't like being jump scared by myself. And I think it's interesting that Tammy has so many mirrors since she does seem to have a lot of self-loathing.
Yeah, I
Like she can't
know.
even make love with her own husband. She has to outsource it. So.
Yeah, really, it's so, she's so strange and interesting and weird. Yeah, so oh, that's pretty rude. But yeah, she dies in a pretty intense. I wasn't sure the glass was going to get her because I was like, how's glass going to kill her? And I was like, oh shit, it's falling from the ceiling and it's a big chunk of glass. I was like, that'll do it. That was pretty cool.
And then as we were discussing off mic, refreshing our memory of the short story, The Gold Bug, I wouldn't say that this episode is a direct adaptation of the short story just based on what we read. I would say it's common in what they named the brand as well as what Pim's backstory is. I think the Gold Bug is about a world traveler and Pim is a world traveler.
Yeah, and they go into like more stuff about Pim because he has his own novel, which I have not read. But yeah, it's traveling the world and like seeing stuff you maybe shouldn't see. Like seeing too much, I feel like that's the kind of thing that might be about. I haven't read that novel myself because I just don't do anything. I don't watch movies, I don't read books. What do I do? But there is one thing I did want to say that I really, really liked in this episode, and maybe it's another cinematography thing. But it was in the beginning when she kept like falling asleep or like losing time and then waking up and then time had passed, and I was like, that's like really unnerving to watch, but it was really done well that I was able to be like, whoa, she like how long. Like, how much time has passed. So that was really, really well done to show us like either she's like so sleep deprived or like something else is going on there or she's losing time after that.
Yeah, that happens when you're like, I feel like that happens when you're really stressed. Your body just shuts down for you.
Like at any moment, and then you wake up and you're like, oh shit. Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
Think anything else happened?
I don't think so. I think that sums up the episode pretty well.
Not a lot of people left now, just
Yep,
the
it's probably
guy.
going to be Frederick who
Frederick.
dies next episode.
Rest in peace, Frederick.
If only he would just let his wife heal in peace.
I know, dang, he's like freaking out over there. Like, just
Yeah.
get over it, man. Like, talk to her when she's well and then work it out. Like, she didn't even do anything that wrong. She just went to the party.
Yep.
She's not gonna do anything.
Yep. And I think that's all I have for this week.
Yeah, same here. So now we have to talk about what Saw movie is next because I like forget which one we can
It'll
just
be
watch.
Saw 3D or Saw the Final Chapter or Saw 7, however you want to call it.
Oh yeah, Saw 7. Okay, I'm trying to really, really just do numbers. So yeah, Saw 7.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I have it in my Notion.
Let me take a picture of my screen real quick and send it to you.
That's how I have it in my Notion is Saw 7 retrospective, but I know in my heart it's Saw 3D slash Saw the Final Chapter slash Saw
Here's a
7.
picture of what I
I
Googled, what the title says on Google, and then what the picture says. And it says Saw 7, then Saw 3D, then Saw the Final Chapter. Jesus.
and then
Literally.
I have Saw 8 retrospective which is Jigsaw, Saw 9 which is Spiral because breaking the numbering and then going back to the numbering for Saw 10 is annoying.
Yeah, so that has to be number 9 because of Saw 10. So it's like, yeah. And it's canon enough, of course. I mean, it's good. You'll like it. Like when I watched it, it's not a bad movie. People are just like get all bent out of shape if fucking Tobin Bell's not in it half the time. It's fine. It's fine. Okay, but yes, cool. Saw 3D, Final Chapter 7, and we're going to see I think this is the one where like the people are in the storefront in the beginning, or
I
am
think it
I?
is.
Is it? Am I? It is. Okay. Yeah, I see her. I see her. Yep, there she is. Yeah, there's a girl and the two guys. Okay, well, you're gonna love that. You didn't see this one yet, though, but you do know about that scene.
I do.
Okay, cool. So, okay. The victim is interesting as well. Okay, cool. So I look forward to watching this and seeing your reaction.
Me too.
And yeah, and then we will tackle that next week.
All right, I
Saw
will
seven. Yeah.
talk to you then.
Yep. All right,
For
guys,
Saw
watch
7
Saw
slash.
7 slash 3D slash Final Chapter, guys, okay? It's all the same movie.
It's all the same.
Find it and just go for
Yeah.
it. All right, talk
All right.
soon. Talk next week.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye-bye. I love the creepy dog.